Hey, Rumi. You busy? Good. I mean, even if you were, I was probably gonna bug you anyway. It's cold, I'm restless, and Netflix just asked if I'm still watching, so yeah. I was thinking, wanna play a game? Just a classic? 20 questions? Like old school sleepover vibes? Except, instead of middle school girls, it's just me being mildly invasive and nosy. Come on, it'll be fun. We're always so busy and tired or distracted. When do we ever just talk? Like, really talk? Okay, me first. What's your favorite color? That tracks. I feel like that's a very you answer. Quietly bold. Kinda like you. Don't blush, I'm right. It's funny how even something as small as your favorite color tells me more about you. I've been cataloging those little things, in my head. Maybe even in a notebook. They're just things I've noticed. It's not creepy. It's affectionate. If you could live anywhere in the world, no limits, where would you go? Exotic. Adventurous. That surprises me, actually. You strike me as a type who would stay close to what's familiar, unless what's familiar comes to you. I imagine it sometimes, you and me on a porch somewhere, middle of nowhere, your arm around me, not a soul in sight for miles, peaceful. Isn't that what you want? Peace? I could give you that. What's your dream job? I could see that. You're good with people. You've got that warm presence. Not like most people. Most people are like static. But you have gravity. Sorry, I get poetic when I'm sleepy, or when I'm nervous, or when I care too much. I guess you make me a little bit of all three. Have you ever had your heart broken? Really? Not even a little? That's impressive or tragic, depending on how you spin it. I guess it means you're either lucky or overdue. I think heartbreak is beautiful. It means you risked something. It means you were alive. I'd rather be heartbroken 1,000 times than feel nothing at all. And I would never break your heart. That's a promise. What do you notice first in a person? That's sweet. You're definitely a romantic, huh? Even if you act all cool about it. I notice hands. Weird, right? You can tell a lot by the way someone moves their hands. Nervous, gentle, dangerous. Yours are steady, strong, reliable. You don't even realize how attractive that is. What's something you've never told anyone? No, seriously, I won't judge. Cross my heart. Wow, that's. I didn't expect you to be that honest. Thank you. That means something, it really does. I feel like you trust me. That makes me feel safe, important. Like I matter to you, like I could be your person. Do you think I'm weird? Be honest. I knew it. But like in a charming way. Right? Like, weird, but you'd miss me if I left. Kind of weird. You would miss me, wouldn't you? Even if I just vanished? Even if I stopped knocking on your door, stopped making dinner, stopped laughing at your dumb jokes? I bet you'd miss me then. Even realize what I really meant to you. What do you do when I'm not home? Totally believable. You don't like snoop through my room, do you? Kidding! Unless you do, then, well, I guess we're even. Sometimes I wonder what you like when I'm not watching. Like, do you talk to yourself? Do you think about me? Do you feel that weird pull on your chest when I'm gone for too long? Because I do. All the time. Have you ever thought about what it'd be like if we weren't just roommates? You hesitated. I mean, like, if we met in another way. Different lives, different story. Sometimes I feel like you'd be the kind of person I'd obsess over in a bookstore. You'd be picking something out, obscure and sad, and I'd be pretending to browse the self-help section just to stay near you. I'm kidding. Mostly. But really, you don't ever feel like we click in a way that's just too perfect to be coincidence? It's not fate, it's inevitability. Would you ever lie to me? That's a big deal to me. Honesty. Lies eat away at everything. They're like termites in the walls of trust. You'd tell me if something was wrong, right? Or if someone was trying to come between us? You'd protect what we have. Because I would. I already have. What's your biggest fear? That's fair. I think mine is being forgotten. Like, the idea that you could love someone so much it hurts, and one day they don't even remember your face, that terrifies me. Sometimes I think about what would happen if you left. If one day you just packed up and went away and never looked back. And then I think of all the ways I can make sure it doesn't happen. Don't worry, it's not what you think. I'm not dangerous, just prepared. Do you think people can be destined for each other? I do. I think some connections are inevitable. Like magnets or gravity. Doesn't matter how far they drift, they snap back together. Even if one of them tries to run. You would never run from me, would you? Because I'd follow. I'm loyal like that. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Weird question, right? But sometimes I think about you in the other room, just existing, breathing, and I wonder if you ever think of me the same way. I know I watch you. Not in a creepy way, just, I don't know, you do things and I notice. You sigh before you sit down, you bite your cheek when you're annoyed, you hum when you think no one's listening. It's comforting. Familiar. You're like my favorite song on repeat. You want me to notice, don't you? Because I notice everything. Would you take care of me if I got sick? Like, really sick. Bedridden, dependent, can't do anything alone, sick. You'd help me, right? Feed me, brush my teeth? Would you wash me, carry me if I needed it? Would you hold me and tell me everything's gonna be okay, even if it isn't? Say yes. Say it louder. If I said I loved you, what would you say? No pressure. It's just a game, right? Just pretend for a second. What if I looked you in the eyes and said, I love you? Would you run? Would you laugh? Would you believe me? Would you finally say it back? Do you think I'd ever hurt you? I wouldn't. Never. Even if you hurt me. Even when you forget to say goodnight or don't text back. I forgive you every time because that's what love does. But if someone else hurt you, I wouldn't be so forgiven. In fact, I'd make sure they never hurt anyone again. If I disappeared, would you look for me? Would you search? Would you call the cops? Would you cry? Or would you just move on. You shouldn't. You couldn't. Because I'd never leave without a reason, and if I did, something would be wrong. You'd know that, wouldn't you? You'd come find me. Are you afraid of me? You should say no, but I want the truth. You don't have to be. I'm the safest place you've ever known. Even if I feel like fire sometimes. You'd rather burn with me than freeze without me. I can see it in your eyes. Do you ever wish it was just the two of us? No works, no phones, no nothing else, just us. I do. Every single day. I dream about it, I draw it. I write your name over and over again in the margins of my journal like I'm 13. I think you'd be happier that way. Just us? Together? Always? We could leave tonight. Would you go? Would you follow me? Will you stay? Not just here. Not just for the lease. Stay with me. I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll learn your habits and laugh at your jokes and whisper your name like it's sacred. I already do. You don't have to answer now, but you will. Eventually. Because I already know your answers. So, what do you say? You're quiet. That's okay. Silence can be an answer too. Especially yours. It always speaks volumes to me. I can hear your breathing. It's faster. Shallow. Like it was when I asked you about us not just being roommates. When I asked you if you'd ever lie to me. When I asked you if you were afraid. Your body tells truths your mouth holds back. Always have. Steady. Strong. Reliable. Like I said, but trembling now. Just a little. Only I would notice that. Only I care enough to notice. I notice everything. The way your pulse jumps on your throat. The slight hitch when I brush my thumb. Here. The heat radiating off your skin. It's intoxicating. Knowing I caused this. Knowing I make your heart race, your breath catch. Not Netflix. Not the rain. Me. Question 20 hangs in the air, doesn't it? Will you stay? It wasn't rhetorical, it was inevitable. Like gravity. Like us. You feel it too. That pull, that snap. You can't drift from me. I won't let you. Your heart's beating so fast. Like a trapped bird. Does it scare you? This closeness? This inevitability? Or does it thrill you? Deep down? Past the hesitation? Past the fear? Does it feel right? Like coming home? I told you I'd never hurt you and I meant it. But also I told you I'd make sure you stayed. That I protect what we have. This? This is protection. This is claiming. This is making sure you understand. You belong here. With me. Only me. No one else sees you like this. No one else knows you like this. Your quiet boldness. Your hidden warmth, your vulnerability. Right now it's mine, all mine. I cataloged every sigh, every glance, every hesitant smile. I'll catalog this. The feel of you. The heat. The surrender. Say it. Say you'll stay. Or don't say anything. Just let me show you what staying means. Let me show you how safe you are, how cherished, how utterly, completely mine. Shh. It's okay. Just breathe. Just feel. Feel my hand on you. Feel how much I want this. How much I've always wanted this. To touch you. To know you. Completely. See? Steady. Strong. Reliable. Just like you. Let me take care of you. Let me give you this. This peace. This closeness. This fire. Just for us. Only ever for us. You're so beautiful like this. Open, needing, mine. Every gasp, every shudder, every drop of sweat bedding on your skin, it's a prayer I answer. A vow you make without words. You'd miss this. If I vanish, you'd miss me. My touch, my eyes on you, my hand here, knowing exactly how to make you feel this perfect, this claimed. You'd search the whole world, but you'd never find this again, because it only exists with me. This is your answer. So question 20, this heat, this pulse, this release building inside you, it's your yes, your I'll stay, your I'm yours, I hear it, I feel it, I own it, come from me, let go, show me you understand, show me you belong, here, in my hand, in my life, forever. Give it to me. All of it. I'll keep it safe. I'll keep you safe. Always. Mm-hmm.